Free Fire Radio. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio on News Talk 1400 KQMS. It's Carl in the Bot. It's July the 10th. Quickly approaching Squirrel Wars.
Friday.
Phone lines here, 221-1402. Hey, look, you can listen to us at 1670. 10,000 watts if you're heading down the valley or up in the hills. Up there to Cedarville, one of the most beautiful areas in the world.
Someone's not going
to
like
it. Hello, shout out there to Four Winds Jewelry. Okay. And speaking of a shout out, Frosty.
Hey, don't forget about Whitmore. You can listen to it out there.
You can listen to Whitmore, too, yeah.
Yeah.
Frosty getting into an argument with the sheriff yesterday about the, about using marijuana. That was a that could be a no-win situation there, Frost.
It was kind of fun.
Okay, anyway.
He seems to be open, though.
Speaking of a win-win situation is Linda.
Well, good morning. Oh, okay, a couple things. I want to start off first with what's happening tonight. And it's going to be every Friday night in the month of July, starting at 7 p.m. There's a series of films that begin tonight showing the Oscar-nominated classic Fried Green Tomatoes, at the Cascade Theater's big screen. Okay, you're going to get Chef Jeff Sarasaro from Pia Loco, who's going to show you how to make sangria. And then afterwards, the downtown eatery chef will teach the audience some down-home southern cooking. Then he's going to feature the drink, sangria, which you can purchase at the Cascade Bar and get food samples. $10, you guys. And or if you want to, you for $30, you can buy the ticket for every Friday night. I think this is an awesome deal to go out and go for a $10 date.
Yeah,
you know
what it is? It's a great thing.
It'd be $20, you and somebody else. Yeah. Unless you take yourself, then it's $10.
Well, but everybody has somebody.
Okay, now who was at Market Fest last night? I want to know. We didn't get down there, but we live close to where we can hear that woman, and that band. I could hear the B3. I could hear the guitar riffs, and I could hear oh yeah. Do you got the power? Oh my God, she was good. I mean, were you there? Because I could hear you screaming. Okay, the other thing is, Saturday night, Dancing with the Stars. Don't miss it if you want your cheeks to hurt.
Those are your smiley cheeks.
Those are your smiley.
Not the other cheeks.
We have Mike Krueger, Jeff Avery, Yvonne Mazzotta, Michelle Martin-Strebe, Jeff Jerry Benito, and Melissa Hunt.
You want to go see the DA dance?
Those are the celebrities. And then, we have professional dancers dancing with them, the top dancers from the North State. And I'm lucky enough to be a judge again. It is such a wonderful night. And the dances will be the tango and the salsa. So, boy, we are on fire today.
Well, today is completely open line. We have our guest. I mean, we're, of course, out of control as soon as we answer the phones. And it looks like there's already the phones are lit up.
They are. All lines are open, closed, but keep calling in.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400, KQMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in News Talk 1400, KQMS. It's open line. Portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster. Windshield repair from a ding out to 11 inches. He will fix it. He takes your car and he puts it inside a controlled atmosphere inside his garage. So you're going to have to let it stay with him for a while. Now he can go out to your house also and fix it. So I mean, he's mobile also. But the best way to do it is just bring it to his shop. Jeff Wurst does great work. He guarantees his work and he can save your windshield. You got to give him a chance to at least to look at it. Other insurance companies will tell you they can't, you know, hey, oh gosh, it won't work. They make you pay for the whole windshield. Doesn't work that way. See, Jeff Wurst, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. He's at 3208 Market Street.
The phones are lit up.
Let's go to line number one.
Morning.
Pastor Jim.
Hey, good morning. Hey, I want to tell you, Jeff does a great job on the windshield. He fixed one of our Red Cross cars, and I tell you, and I've known Jeff for a long time. He does a great job. So I want to encourage folks to get there.
Well, great. Now, we understand that you moved locations. Where are you now?
Yes. Well, Red Cross is relocated from the Blood Source building, which was a wonderful place, to a right behind Burrito Bandito on Airport Road. It's on Sky Park Drive, all the way at the back down that street, which is about a block. And we're in Suite B at on Sky Park Drive, and it's going to be a wonderful place for our volunteers. We're going to have 24-hour access, which we didn't have in our past location, their blood source. So it is. We're looking forward to it, and then we have a couple of new warehouses. And so with all that, and it's a little smaller than we had before, so we're having a giant warehouse sale.
Well, let's hear like a couple of the items.
Oh, okay. Well, we've got used desks. We've got file cabinets. We've got 10 soundproof dividers that are just wonderful. Chairs, bookshelves, an old army cot. You could probably get one of these for Carl and set it up in the backyard.
Okay, now where's this going to be, Jim? Where are you going?
Now, it's down at our old warehouse, which is at the Blood Source building, right on Park Marina Drive.
Okay.
So it's 1880 Park Marina Drive. It's right across the Highway 44 from Turtle Bay. So folks can find us. We're here from 8 to 1. And
today?
Today and tomorrow.
Okay.
And it started yesterday. We sold quite a bit yesterday, but there's still a lot of great deals. So folks can come by, and we got paper trays. It's just it'll be a great way to help support the local Red Cross.
Great. Okay. We might see you out there today.
Hey, that would be wonderful. Hey, and Carl, I also want to tell you today, I want to pay tribute to our World War II veterans. Today, I'm doing the funeral for an old friend of mine who was my treasurer out at my church that I pastored for a number of years, and he just passed away, 90 years old. Served in World War II in the Philippines, and I just want to pay tribute to those wonderful, wonderful veterans who served our country.
What's his name?
Charlie Leese. He was born and raised here in Reading. He born Reading 90 in June, I think June 3rd, and 90 years ago.
Well, what a hero.
Yeah, great guy, and to all those veterans out there, because I know a lot of them listen. I want to tell them thank you, and what a privilege it is to know so many good folks.
Well, thank you so much for what you do, Pastor Jim.
Hey, bless you guys. Have a great weekend.
Well, we will. Thank you so much.
See you out there.
Okay, thanks. Okay. Bye.
Trish, good morning.
Hi.
What's on your mind, Trish?
I was just calling to get a website or a phone number. I heard on Carl Bott's show last week a lady that put care packages together for Marines.
Well, you know what? We're putting that together right now, Trish. So I tell you what we're going to do is keep checking the website, and we're getting with the people right now so we can do that. Okay. And I tell you what, if you just call call our office phone at 241-2682.
2682.
Right. Okay. And just leave your name, and we'll get back to you with all that information.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. Yeah, we kind of started with on the concert August 15th, I'm going to be recording a Christmas CD live. And what we started by doing is it's the first time the Cascade is doing a military discount. And we're doing a tribute to the military in one of the numbers. And we're taking all the Christmas songs and making a CD and taking donations that night. So it will be called A Tribute from the North State. The concert's called Martinis with Santa, and the tickets are very reasonable. But anyway, what we decided to do from there, let's go in a step further. Let's put together care packages, and let's find out who are the people who are serving from the North State that are deployed Christmas time. What are their names? And not just a CD that is going to have several guest artists that are from the North State, Candice Lavolsi, Maddie Shute, the winner of Senior Idol, which is Ken Westrick, and Rick Hill, phenomenal guitarist, and I can go on. Different people are going to be in this show that are going to pay tribute to our troops as well with this concert. We're putting together these packages, and hopefully we'll have a group of other people who have done so in the past, and we can unite and make sure that we recognize these people during this time and get those packages out by October. We don't even know what's going to go in the packages yet.
Well, you know, this is from North State, and we know that there's a number of our young men and, or men and women, not young anymore, but women, men and women that are out deployed. It doesn't mean that they're all in Iraq or Afghanistan. They could be deployed to Korea. They could be on a ship someplace. They can be in another country. We want to send it to their name. Instead of to any Marine or any soldier, it would go to Sergeant Sam Jones with our thanks on it. So.
And you can find out more about the concert by going to cascadetheater.org. The concert's August 15th, and there'll be like a description there and about the military and all that other good stuff.
But thank you so much for your phone call, Tricia, and we will we'll keep you in the loop as we will everybody else, because this is going to be it's going to be a pretty big effort right here. Carlin DeBott, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS, and the Animal Farm inside the studio.
Hey, I want to thank Paul and Tina Saito. They sent the nicest card. My sister-in-law's brother, I think we told you last week, you never know where you're going to get the call. So my brother got married a month ago, and then her sister, his bride, her brother died suddenly. And so tomorrow we're going to be going to Alturas for his mass. And I just want to thank Tina and Paul. They obviously heard somewhere, probably listening, and thank you so much for the card. That was so generous on your point. Thank you on your part. Thanks.
Edith, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today, Edith?
Doing well. How are you?
Well, you know what? It's a great Friday.
We're great.
That's a good thing. Every good Friday's good.
Yeah.
All righty. Well, I'm calling in regards to something that was brought to my attention yesterday down in the Oroville area, and it's called Save Bidwell Marina.
Wow.
Yeah. Apparently what is happening is the guy that had the concession had his rights refused for extending his contract for another 10 years.
Uh-huh.
And the state is now coming in and putting different things in on there. And it's stuff like they're insisting that they're removing all the property in December, but the boats are necessary have to be moved out by August. There's houseboats and stuff that they're fighting over. The biggest thing that concerns me is I'm looking at this, and it says the state is refusing to allow the new concessioner to use the facilities for more than 4 years. The marina, Bidwell Marina, is sufficiently invested in docks, restaurants, and other facilities that could serve boaters for many years, but the state is insisting the new contractor spend $4.2 million on all new facilities. The state is also requiring that the new contractor guarantee the state a payment of at least $300,000 per year. Now, this facility is something that I don't know how many people use the Oroville area for their water rep fund and stuff, but they're talking about taking this away. And when they do, when they go up, they're going to change the charges on the price to the boat owners, customers that come in.
Well,
and it's just
it just another way to gain money from the state?
That's the way I'm seeing it. Yeah. But the bad thing is it says here is that if they are unable to comply with the removal of the assets by December 30th, that they will be forfeited to the state, and the further issue of the bill of removal of time will be chosen and will be cost to them.
Mm-hmm. So they're going to say you've got to move by December, and if you don't, we're going to confiscate your property.
And not only that, they're going to charge them to remove it. Apparently, from what I'm reading here, it looks like they're also going to charge him for what he has to remove, for what they have to remove. So
yeah. Well,
I've got a website. It's called SaveBidwellMarina.com.
Okay.
If people can go on there and look, there's names of like James Luskoft, who's the chief concession reserve and phase department of the Sacramento area for Parks and Recreation. Also for Robert Forrester, district superintendent. He is for California Parks of Fish and Recreation in Oroville. These are the people that need to be contacted if you live in the Oroville area, if you enjoy the Oroville Marina.
Well, we go all the way down. Yeah, we go all the way down to Oroville.
Yeah.
Oroville. So, yeah, so, if there's a, if anybody else from down there has got any comments, give us a call. But, I think it's something that, again, it's, they're changing the rules, and there's just a number of things, and we're going to be talking about a couple of those here, like IOUs.
If they can do it there, you know they'll do it to others. And
of course,
how many marinas do we have up here that are owned by concessionaires?
Well, that's the thing, is they better start looking in. And it's one of those things that somebody sent me a great email about having dinner with President Obama that I will probably read at some point here in the near future.
Well, the one thing is, if anybody wants to be a concessionaire, there is still currently, the applications are still open.
Well, I just that's what I'm going to do, is go to the state of California, and I wonder if they'll take an IOU instead of a check.
Well, that's what I'm wondering, too, and I also like the bill I'm hearing about out there. What is it, 6615, that if anybody votes for this new health care, they have to be on it themselves.
No.
I'm really thinking we all need to get behind that one and support it huge.
Yeah, I mean, it's because, you know, people have said that, you know, are you going to only take, are you only going to be on this health care plan? And, of course, that from what I understand, and I haven't fully researched it yet, is that the senators and congressmen and the president are kind of exempt from the health care mm-hmm. plan they want to put us on.
Oh, right, well. So now they've got something out there saying they want people to say that if they vote for it, they have to take it.
Yeah, if you're going to give it to us, then you do it.
Hey, Edith, thanks for calling and always keeping your ear to the ground and helping us to help our listeners be informed.
No problem. Well, this one was something that really one of our folks that we know down there, it's really got them Twitter-pated because they've got some big houseboats out there.
Yeah.
Well, thanks
and
for
they're
your...
talking about moving them, having to have them out of there by August 1st, and to me that would seem like a monumental task. Well,
yeah, it seems like they could, you know, at least get them to the end of the summer. Okay,
yeah.
Hey, Edith, thank you so much. You
All
bet.
Right.
Great weekend.
Got to take a hard break here. This is Carla Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Welcome back. Happy Friday. Yeah, we're having a good time here in the studio. It's Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. That's right. This is News Talk 1400 KQMS. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cascade Paints. They carry Mystic Paint, which is non-toxic, used in hospitals. Only place in town to carry it. They're in California and Eureka. We love these guys. Going to be doing some paint work. Check out Cascade Paints.
John, thanks for waiting.
Good morning, Carl, Linda. How
good morning. Thank you.
John, it's open line. What you got?
I love Serendipity Friday because we get to say anything.
That's it? Well, almost anything. We can't talk about, you know, like...
Hey, Sharon and I went out to dinner at Rivers last night.
Ooh, we were there for lunch yesterday.
It was just fantastic, and I have to give a shout-out to the chef, Cal DiMercurio.
Great.
Hey, Sharon and I were there. They ran out of onions for martinis for Gibson's. He went to the store and bought them personally and brought them back.
Well, you know what? When you drink, like, 46 of those, you've got to kind of expect something like that, John.
How often do you get the chef to do that?
No,
you don't. Now, that's special.
And that's the beauty of a place like the Rivers and living in Redding. It's such an incredible community because just little things like that that make you feel, wow, I'm so happy to be here.
And how good it is. But now, getting back to this, you guys came into the conversation last night between Sharon and I, and we were talking. And on the way home, I had a thought about this. You know, one of the next promotions for the veterans that you guys might think about doing is we need to hijack the dinner train, the chef's dinner.
Ooh!
Get off seats on it for the veterans' home, for the improvements in the veterans' home.
Yeah.
And just, I think we, you know, if you guys hosted it, people would pay whatever it took to get a seat. I think it'd be a great promotion.
Oh, I see what you mean. So we host the dinner train, and then we auction off.
We let people buy tickets for the seats on the train, but then we could have auctions there for various things that people have donated.
Is that what you're thinking?
Buy the tickets for the dinner. Absolutely. I just think it's a promotion that fits for you guys.
Well, you know what? It's something, if it can help the veterans, you know that we're right in there.
I know you are. Let me do some research on this, and I'll get back to you a little further with it. But that was my thought for the day.
Yeah, we are available after August 15th, because, you know, August 15th is the big deal.
You know what, Linda? I volunteered to bartend for you guys up there. I'll be at the Cascade Theater that night working the upper bar.
Oh, great, because we're going to have 4 special martinis that evening. They usually don't do hard liquor, but they're... Well,
we do hard liquor upstairs on special occasions at the Cascade.
Oh, great. Good.
Shows. If there's enough people, we'll do it.
Good, because we've got martini glasses and special, like, peppermint teenies, and that we're doing it right now. We're working on it right now.
Okay, John. Thanks a lot.
Have a nice night, Dave.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Hey, okay, now, we've got, you know, there's something else. Is we've talking about the IOUs that the banks were taking and the how Bank of America and Wells Fargo were taking the banks and are taking IOUs. Well, they've changed their mind, people. The big banks no longer taking the IOUs. And the reason that they're not taking the IOUs was that they want to kind of force California government to balance the budget. But in reality, who are they hurting? They're hurting the people that are getting the IOUs, who are the, you know, the people that can least afford to be hurt. So let's just punish the governor and the legislature by not taking the IOUs for the people. It's You know, so I would think that Bank of America and Wells Fargo are quickly approaching our Jerk of the Week award, except that our legislators have been getting the Jerk of the Week award for so long that I think they're getting ready to win the yearly Jerk of the Year award, and nobody's even getting close to them, except maybe people that set cats on fire. Good morning.
Morning.
George.
I was calling about that cat that was set on fire. I just can't begin to tell you how disgusted I am about that. And I'm calling to appeal to anyone out there that knows the individual or individuals that did that heinous act. Please turn those people in so they can be punished properly. And that's all I got to say is please do the right thing out there, someone. Call in and let's get these people brought to justice.
What George is talking about is last night somebody set a cat on fire. People that were driving by ran out there and actually went back home and got a trash can full of water and put out. They thought it was just a fire. Then they realized it was a cat that had been set on fire. Now, Ray Johns from Haven Humane has offered a $1,000 reward for this. And this is something that that you need to kind of get into, people, because we're going to set a cat on fire. Are these the same kind that will go out and set a person sleeping out underneath a tree on fire? So, you know, somebody that does this or has heard people, you know, bragging about it, you call Ray Johns over at Haven Humane. You call us here at the studio, say you know who it is. Call the police, call the sheriff, call somebody. George, thanks a lot for your phone call.
Okay, thanks. And please, someone, do the right thing.
You know what I want to ask? I want to ask our listeners, have you experienced road rage lately? Not yourself personally, but being in the midst of road rage. I know Carl and I, in the last 2 days, have had people we're not in the middle of it, but we're in front of it or behind it and are witnessing flipping off, honking of the horn. That's not true. We were at a stoplight, and I think maybe 1 second it turned green, and somebody bit, and it was like, relax.
Yeah, you know, it's the strangest.
Hello.
I mean, but it seemed like it's in the last 3 or 4 days. I mean, it hadn't even been that hot. But is it just the fact that there's a lot of other stress going on things, and that it's kind of like starting to come out on the on the road, but. One of them was, it went down 44 for a while. And so, and Frosty says it could be the full moon. It could be all types of things.
Well, the other thing is that, we try to figure out what can we do here on our show to, you know, and help empower with information. So we are going to be, towards the end of this month, we're going to be highlighting small businesses, and we're going to be having experts on that can help you with, you know, banking information. And I'm sure there are a lot of people frustrated with credit cards that are just all of a sudden cutting you off half of your limit. And without even knowing it, your percentage has gone from 6% to 30%. And it just feels like, all of a sudden, not only on the, in terms of taxes and other things that we hear from you on a daily basis that you're frustrated about, it's also that your individual rights, as far as feeling the respect from people that you've done business with, such as like, say, American Express, that you can't even talk to somebody who speaks English, and you can understand, and I'm ranting, and so there you go. I'm ranting. It's Friday, my rant.
Well, you have a right to rant on that. And, you know, the whole thing is it goes right back to, like, Bank of America saying, I'm not going to take the California IOUs because California government screwed up. But, just because it doesn't hurt. Trust me, it is not hurting the legislators. Are they getting IOUs? I bet not. I bet they're getting their checks every 2 weeks. And is it hurting Schwarzenegger, who's worth $46 billion? No. It's hurting the people out on the streets. So again, it's people that are numbers. They're numbers to them. You know, Reading Bank of Commerce is cashing the IOUs, and you know that's a local bank. So you're absolutely right, hon. It's right. You know, there is rants out there. We're gonna take a break here. We got people on the line coming back wanting to talk about IOUs. Frosty mentions that they were having what, $500 steaks at the White House. Yep. $500 steaks.
Well, that's the second time we've heard that it was Kobe beef, you know, the top of the line steak dinners. Is that old news, new news?
Okay. Yeah, you know, one other thing,
continuous
too.
Continuous news.
Yeah, before we break, is that New Jersey has spent over $1 million of stimulus money. Guess what they've spent it on? on signs saying that we're spending stimulus money. So, could we use it? You know, you gotta love it. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400, KQMS.
Welcome back. It's Carl and Linda Bott here, Free Fire Radio. Carl's doing I don't know what he's doing. He's trying to do the moonwalk. But, hey, Tobacco and Brew, one of our favorite places. I want you to know, besides the outstanding service they provide, they are also offering gourmet coffee beans at five-pound bags at great prices and have mini espresso machines for sale. They've got a great walk-in humidor. Carl loves to select an occasional cigar there, and they've got a new shipment in with some incredible stuff. If you buy an espresso machine, they're going to teach you how to use it to get your best results. That's 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew.
I guess we'll go to the phones. Tom, thanks for waiting.
Yeah, how you doing?
We're doing good, Tom.
Well, I'm going to differ with you on these IOUs.
Oh,
why
yeah?
Should a bank be obligated to redeem those things? That shifts. Now everybody's rage has shifted from the government, where it belongs, to the bank.
No. I don't think so. But what I think that people are enraged by the fact that our legislators, and we can't forget why we're in this problem, okay, is because of the legislators. They all are a bunch of jerks. They're still getting paid, and they're issuing these IOUs, and now we're going on work furlough, so we don't know when offices are going to be open. But, you know, the banks around here are supposed to be servicing customers. They keep, you know, you look at their damn commercials. We're a member of the community.
Oh,
yeah,
I
they're
know.
A member of the community as long as they make money off us.
Well, I'll tell you what gets me is now I guess the Obama administration is thinking of sanctioning banks that took stimulus money. If they don't cash them, then they're going to go after them. So it's an old thing of, you know, whose bread I eat, his song I must sing. And it just seems like, to me, the more pressure you put on the legislature by banks not cashing them, the quicker something might get done. I believe that their pay is suspended, not during this budget impasse, isn't it? Didn't we pass something?
I don't think they can get raises. I don't know.
Maybe it was a raise as well.
I don't think they can get paid anything. I don't think they should. I mean, I think that, why don't they get paid in IOUs?
Well,
I mean, okay, you pay them, okay. Here's what I believe is that you need to pay people, you know, they're doing a job. As bad as it is, unless you're going to fire them, you got to continue to pay them. And being a government employee, that's damn near impossible to fire them. And if they're elected from some of the way they've gerrymandered these districts, they're never going to be fired. They're going to die of old age in there or because of term limits. But at least they could do is pay them in IOUs.
Well, now, I tell you, I think perhaps as far as the redistricting, hopefully after 2010 census, that'll change because it's been taken out of the hands of the legislature. Why in the world, California, for years, every initiative that was on the ballot got voted down to take it out of the hands of the legislature. Finally, it passed by just a very slim margin last year. But, you know, there's two things they're trying to, you know, you see, revenues are plummeting right now because taxable sales are down, income's down, and so that's where the thing's hurting the worst on the side of the ledger of income. And, of course, there's more expenditures for people who are without, you know, jobs and things. They just got through raising the taxes, sales tax and various other taxes, vehicle license fees. Now they want to come around for another round of increases. And I don't think by putting a higher income tax rate on the wealthy, we voted that down several times on the ballot. But I think one thing on the revenue side, perhaps they could go after some of these Nevada-based corporations that are just that, in name only. There are people in this state evading taxes, state income tax, simply by having they live here, but they have a Nevada-based corporation.
If they do that, they can still be hit here. Hey, Tom, we got to run. We got everybody else on the line.
For
your phone calls. Thanks for your phone call, Tom.
All right, bye.
Hey, this is Carl.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
Good morning, Greg.
Take a little bit of my thunder, too. I thought we did vote on that, where the legislators don't get paid unless they come up with a budget if they didn't make it on time.
Well, is it they don't get paid? Was that last one on Proposition H or something?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. Somebody needs to research that one. They don't get paid, and they have to stand there until they get it done. Otherwise, they don't get a paycheck.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, Frosty's going to be looking that up right now, and we'll get back
on the other thing is,
air.
Too, if my daughter's going to start receiving some of these IOUs, so if she goes down and pays her let's say your car tags, will they give her change? You know, so if you get one for like, you know, $100 one and you only have to pay $10, will they give you change in currency or another IOU in the balance?
I understand as the state does take IOU, so maybe they will give you
change. Yeah, well, so I'm wondering.
Well, you know what, you know, in Iraq when we're over there, that when you, when you pay cash for something, they don't give you cash back. They give you these little vouchers like that. They give these like a little like a token with a picture on it, and it's got like a 2 on it or a 5 for change.
So will it be like the welfare system that they used to do with the food stamps, where if you paid in food stamps, they paid you in change in food stamps?
Yeah, but either that, so you could take that and buy your cigarettes.
Yeah.
Okay, hey, look, we got to take a break. Thanks
okay.
a lot, Greg.
Bye.
Hey, Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, 2463 Athens Avenue. All right, it's Friday. Men, time to get a haircut. And let me tell you something, they're not a cosmetologist down there. They don't even know what it is. They can't even spell it. They're barbers, DC and Tim, and the mysterious haircutter are going to give you a haircut that you want. Not only that, they shave around your neck. It's one of the few places here in town that does that. And you know what? You can't even find people to do that anymore.
Oh,
they're
God.
Barbers, men. And not only that, but they got great magazines.
They got good taste if they're going to shave your neck.
That's right. Cypress Square Barbershop, 2463 Athens.
Okay, we have a serious call. Well, all of your calls are serious. But Desmond.
Desmond, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're great.
Doing fine, Desmond.
Good. Hey, those jerks that set that cat on fire. I have no time for that. I'd like to double the reward that Ray John offered.
Okay, now, the way to do that would be to get with, to call Haven Humane and,
yeah.
and Ray Johns and just, you know, tell them you're going to do that.
That's amazing, Desmond. I mean, you know, you're right. This is what you do. No tolerance.
Zero.
Whoever did that is just, it's a heinous act of just, I don't even know
insanity.
How to, yes.
You know,
yeah, there's something
wrong.
These are the type of people out there. Yeah, yeah, something's wrong with them.
Well, these are the type of people that the next thing they'll do is they'll find somebody, and I hate to say it, it could be somebody, a homeless guy sitting underneath a tree, and they'll set him on fire. So,
well, it's happened.
Yeah, it has happened. So, you know what? If anybody knows anything about it, you call Haven Humane, call the station, call the police. And Desmond, thank you so much for what you're doing.
Hell yes, you're right.
Thank
you're
you.
Welcome.
Thank you, sir. Diane, good morning.
Hi, Carl and Linda.
Hi. Hi. You've been waiting. Hi. Thank you so much for waiting.
You're welcome.
What's on your mind?
Okay. This is to the evil person or persons who tortured and burned alive this gentle, innocent cat. May you be inflicted with the same fear, suffering, and agony that this precious, innocent creature of God endured because of you.
Thanks. Well, you
what
bet.
I have to say.
Thank you.
Well, you know, I don't know if you heard that Desmond has doubled the offer, so it's up to $2,000 for
I did.
Anybody that puts. And in fact, I bet if other people wanted to increase that, they could just call Haven Humane and pledge some money to it. That, you know, there's something that a person does this is it's there's something missing in their brain.
He has no conscience or soul.
It's like people that inflict pain on a baby or a child.
Exactly. Right.
You know, exactly.
I mean, it's
they're
an animal,
creatures.
But there's something.
Yeah.
They're a helpless creature, and there's something missing in this. And from what I understand, they lured the cat out with a can of tuna, so it was planned.
Oh my God.
So I mean, if what you read in the paper is true, or what people were saying, and you know, the fact is, so then it was pre-planned to do it, and it's not like something. Oh, it's just you know, spray it with something. No, they did it on purpose, and they did it by luring it out. So, and there's something dreadfully wrong, and I hope that whoever has done this, that we find them.
I hope we find them, and I hope whatever they did to that cat comes back to him 1,000 times fold.
Well, thank you so
when
much.
When I get any extra money, I will definitely donate some to the fund that they have raised, that generous man raised.
Yeah.
Okay. To see if anybody could find somebody that saw this or knows who did this, because this person
they need to be punished.
Punished.
Thank you so much, Diane.
you know, it's interesting how you can't figure out why people have some people have cruel tendencies. Yeah. Like, remember, we hosted the fireworks, and above, when I walked under the underpass, there was a young girl who threw a snap at me and hit back of my leg.
Yeah.
And I turned around and I looked at her and I said, that is not okay.
That's not acceptable.
And she ran off.
Right. Okay, hey, Ron, good morning.
Yeah, this thing with the state budget.
Yes.
The bottom of it is the unions won't yield an inch. Not a 64th of an inch. They're not yielding anything.
I've read that.
We had an agreement here about a month ago, and Obama said that's not acceptable.
Yeah. Well, that's true. Unions, I remember that.
I think the unions had caved in a little. Now they're not giving anything.
All right. Okay, Ron, we've got to run. Thanks a lot for your phone call. You bet. You too.
Bye.
Okay, now, it's got to be, what we say here, that on a deficit, that it, are they still getting paid?
No increase.
No increase in their pay. They're still getting paid, though, under it. They just can't get any increases if they can't come with a budget. Hey, we're sorry, everybody, but we have run out of time. And we want you all to have a great weekend. Next week is going to be wild and open. It's Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you? All right.